A little boy came to the Washington Monument and noticed a God standing by it.
有一個細路哥咧，佢去到華盛頓嗰個碑嗰度咧，就睇見有一個嘅守衞喺旁邊。
The little boy came and looked up the God and said, "I want to buy it."
嗰個細路哥咧就對住嗰個守衞就話啦：，我想買咗呢個嘅碑喎。
The God stooped down and said, "How much do you have?"
咁嗰個守衞就望住呢個細路哥就話：，你要幾多錢啊
？The God said.The boy reached his pocket and pulled out a $5 bill.
咁個細路哥咧就揞下佢個袋，就攞咗$5出嚟。
The God said, "That's not enough."
咁個守衞就話啦，唔夠喎。
The boy replied, "I thought you would say that."
咁個細路哥就話：，我都知你咁樣話噶啦。
So he pulled out $4.50 more from other pockets.
咁所以佢就從另外一個袋度咧就攞多4.5。
The God looked down at the boy and said,
咁但係個守衞咧就再望下個細佬哥就話啦
，Well, you need to understand three things.
佢話咧你要清楚知道有三樣嘢。
The first, $9.50 is not enough.
第一，你要知道9.5係唔足夠嘅。
In fact, $95 million is not enough to buy the Washington Monument.
而事實上咧，就算係9500万都係唔足夠嘅。
And second, the Washington Monument is not for sale.
第二樣咧就係一個華盛頓碑咧，唔係出售嘅。
And third, if you are an American citizen, the Washington Monument already belongs to you.
第三樣咧就係話，如果你係美國嘅公民，根本呢個華盛頓碑就已經係屬於你㗎啦。
Likewise, we need to remind ourselves three things about forgiveness and salvation.
就同樣的我們都是需要對於饒恕和救恩我們都有三樣東西我們要記得的
The first, we cannot earn or buy it
第一我們是不可以賺得和是買到一個救恩的
Second, it is not for sale
而且第二呢就是這樣東西不是要出售的
And third, if you accept Jesus Christ, we already have it
而第三樣咧，就係、當我哋如果係已經接受咗耶穌基督嘅時候，我哋根本就已經得到咗噶啦。
We all have known the words of John, chapter 3:16 since our earliest Christian days and love them too.
就我哋每一個喺我哋基督徒嘅早期嘅時候，我哋已經係熟讀咗約翰福音3:16嘅。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone believes in Him.Should not perish, but have eternal life.
嗰度就係講到神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜給他們，叫一切信他的不至滅亡，反得永生。
However, because it is well known to us, there is a danger that we will not really hear the message in it anymore.
但就因為有時我哋對呢段嘅經文已經係太熟啦。所以有多時咧，有個危險就係我哋根本冇聽清楚當中嗰個嘅信息。
We often fail to realize the startling message that penetrate our jaded mind。
好多時我哋都忽略咗，冇去睇到成當中一個好奇異嘅信息喺當中，係實在係可以刺透我哋嗰個心嘅。
Just as the boy failed to realize what he asking and what he already had。
就好似正話講嗰個細佬哥，佢根本都唔知道自己問啲乜，同埋佢實在已經擁有咗啲乜嘢。
We Christians often fail to appreciate what God already has done for us in Christ and what it really means。
就我哋基督徒好多時都一樣嘅，我哋係冇去多謝，冇去睇到實神已經為我哋喺基督入邊所做嘅一切，而喺實當中係咩意思
？Nicodemus had the same problem。
就尼哥底母同樣有一個嘅問題。
He was secure in his position as a leader of the Jews。
就佢喺猶太人當中，佢已經係一個好穩定嘅一個嘅領袖。
He was a Pharisee, a person of expertise in religion。
佢係一個法利賽人，係喺一個宗教上係一個嘅專家。
He probably begins to interview Jesus with the confidence in his knowledge about God。
在他開始跟耶穌的對話當中的時候他是就充滿信心他自己對神的知識
Rabbi, we know that you are the teacher who come from God.
他說拉比啊，我知道你是由神那裡來的一個的師傅。
But his confidence was shaken as Jesus leads him to the spiritual matters related to births of water and the Spirit.
但後來當耶穌問到他關於跟他講到關於一些屬靈的事，就是從水和靈那裡生的時候呢，就令到這個尼哥底母開始有些動搖了。
How can these things be?
他就問這些事情怎麼可能的？
Are you a teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things?
耶穌就說了，你不是一個以色列人的先生嗎？為什麼你都不明白這件事呢？
Then Jesus went on to identify himself as the one who came from heaven to reveal.
接著耶穌就去說明他自己就是那個從天上來到去顯明一切事的那個神。
Through his being lifted up on the cross,The truth that God so loved the world that God gave all His Son.
就是当他是在十字架高举的时候，那个的真理就是讲到神是爱世人，是甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Here the expression Jesus used, lifted up, is very important.
就是在这里耶稣讲到那个的被高举一样东西是十分之重要的。
Today's Old Testament explains its background.
就今日嘅喺舊約嗰度嗰個嘅經文嗰度就解釋到依一個嘅背景啦。
The Israelite whom God has rescued from slavery in Egypt has come to wonder what they have let themselves in for.
就依班嘅以色列人，佢係被神係從埃及為奴之地去帶佢哋出嚟嘅，但係佢哋喺依一個時刻，佢哋就喺度諗，就我哋而家喺依個。旷野那个的生活是为什么呢？
Their life in the wilderness and wandering is getting tough, so that they started to whine.
就是他在那个时刻，他们在旷野那个的生活呢是越来越艰苦，那他们那个流浪令到他们是开始去埋怨了。
They begin to regret that they ever left Egypt.
就他们也都有些后悔，他们为什么要离开埃及。
They thought about even returning to the security of the making bricks out of straw under the oppressive government.
他們反而是寧願回到埃及做奴隸，去用那些草來去做磚，或者是被那些督工來去壓制。
For them, the security of the slavery seemed better than the freedom in the wilderness.
作為奴隸，他好像有些安穩，但他寧願是這樣，反而不珍惜他現在在旷野入边嗰个嘅自由。
They complained about the food and water that they do not have.
佢哋就喺度埋怨，佢哋冇食物，冇水飲。
And again, they complain about the food they now have, the manna.
而佢亦都系喺度心系好厌烦，佢哋而家嗰种马兰呢一种嘅食物。
Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food and water?
他跟神埋怨，跟摩西埋怨，就是说你为什么将我们从埃及那里领出来，在这里我们没有粮又没有水。
We cannot stand any more of this miserable food.
我们根本很厌恶，不可以再忍受这些这么淡薄的食物了。
The pain of the Egypt is forgotten and the brutal slavery.
他们实在就忘记了他们在埃及那种的辛苦，他们做奴隶那种的束缚。
The excitement of the Exodus is glossed over, as well as the privilege of the covenant with God.
他们已经忘记了神怎样带他们出埃及那种的兴奋，他已经忘记了，也更加忘记了神跟他们所立的约。
They just wanted to call the whole deal off.
他们简直想是一切都没有发生过。
They keep speaking against God as well as against Moses.
他不断的是在怨毒摩西，在怨毒神。
Then comes the plague of the serpent, which they interpret as a punishment from God.
咁跟住咧，佢哋就有被蛇咬一个嘅灾害啦。
Disaster strikes them.
喺佢哋嚟讲，佢哋觉得依个系神嗰个嘅惩罚，咁一个嘅灾害就临到佢哋身上。
But when people admitted their sins, Moses was told to act in a most significant way.
但当以色列人他们认罪的时候，神就叫摩西去做一个很 特別亦都好重要嘅一樣嘢。
He told the people that those who have been bitten by serpent will be healed if they look at the bronze serpent that he will lift up in the camp.
佢哋對以色列人就講就話，嗰啲係被蛇咬嗰啲人咧，佢哋係可以得到醫治嘅，只要佢哋係望向嗰條銅蛇。
As we read the story, however, we also wonder what Moses is doing.
就當我哋一路睇依一個舊約嘅故事嘅時候，我哋都奇怪摩西喺度做乜咧？
We know that the bronze serpent cannot heal the people.
就我哋知道嗰條銅蛇唔係可以醫治以色列人嘅。
We know already.
我哋知道嘅。
Moses cannot heal the serpent bite either.
摩西亦都唔可以去醫治以色列人嘅。
We know that too.
我哋亦都知道嘅。
Yet that is precisely the point.
但依一個就剛剛就係嗰點啦。
Only God can heal.
就係講到只有神係可以醫治。
And God will.
而神係會嘅。
It is God's will to heal them using the very symbol of their sin.
依個就係神嘅旨意，就係用一個。他们罪的符号来去医治他们。
The point is clear and profound.
这一点是很清楚和非常重要的。
Even in the midst of the people's sin, God is still present.
就算在人的罪当中，神都是与我们同在。
Even when they failed to trust and thus forgot all God's grace and providence,God does not forget or abandon them.
當我哋人係唔能夠再去相信，失去咗信心嘅時候，但神係冇忘記我哋，佢冇拋棄我哋，因為佢仍然都係佢嘅恩典仍然都係臨到我哋嗰度。
God is still their God, and His love is still with them.
神仍然係佢哋嘅神，佢嘅愛仍然都係臨到我哋。
His purpose for them still undiminished at all.
而神对我哋对以色列人嗰个嘅目的，亦都冇减少到。
And the serpent, symbolic reminder of their sin, embodies the healing and forgiving love of God for them.
就系嗰条蛇系佢哋提醒佢哋个罪嘅一个嘅记号，亦都系代表咗神嗰个嘅医治同埋饶恕神嗰个嘅爱。
And now Jesus used the story to illustrate the meaning of his life and ministry.
今天我們在新約那裡就看到耶穌就用這個舊約的故事去表達他那個來那個的生命那個的意思和他的事工。
The embodiment, the incarnation of the very love of God.
就是這些具體的顯現，他道成肉身，神自己的愛。
If the serpent that was lifted up expressed rebellion against God,How much more the cross?
如果嗰個蛇被舉起嘅蛇係可以係代表咗人對神嗰個嘅反抗嘅時候，十字架係咪會更加嘅去表達依一樣嘢咧
？It is an expression of the rejection of God by His people, as well as God's determination to love us.
就十字架就係一個嘅表達，就係講到神人對神嗰個嘅拒絕嘅一個嘅表達。亦都係表達到神好堅定嘅去愛我哋嘅嗰個表達。
In fact, the cross is very interesting symbol.
但事實上咧，十字架係一個好有趣嘅一個記號嚟嘅。
It was a means of execution.
就係十字架係一個處死刑嘅一個嘅方法，一個嘅器具。
What we used to adorn the sanctuaries and sometimes wear as jewelry was once.A means of killing.
但很多時候我們裝就亦都是用它來裝飾教堂，或者甚至是用它作為一個的首飾。
In one sense, it is like wearing a tiny gold guillotine or electric chair around our necks.
但某一程度就好像我們戴著一個的小的金的斷頭台，或者一個小的一個電椅在我們的頸一樣。
Why is and become such a morbid symbol so precious? So precious, especially for us believers.
就點解依一個咁令人哋好驚嘅一個嘅型號，會變成一個係咁寶貴嘅一個嘅 符號呢？特別是對我們基督徒來講。
You may find an answer from today's scripture.
就我們從今天的經文那裡我們就會看到了。
Much that is wrong in human life played a key role in Christ's death.
就很多時候我們人類的錯就是引致到這個十字架耶穌基督的死。
The hatred for others who are different.
好像我們對一些同我哋唔同嘅人嗰種嘅憎恨
，the injustice of the oppressors，
一啲壓制者嘅不公義
，the manoeuvres of the power brokers，
一啲有權人嗰啲嘅花巧
，and the carelessness of the indifferent crowd，
一啲漠不關心嘅群眾嗰種嘅冷漠
，failures of those who believe themselves teachers and leaders，
或者一啲係被認為係老師領袖嘅人嘅一啲嘅失敗。
All that is bad enough, isn't it?
就依啲一切都係已經係好唔好啦，係咪
？But much that is believed good in human life was also compromised and contributed to his death.
但甚至咧係有一啲喺人類上比較覺得係好嘅嘢咧，我哋都係妥協咗嘅。
Such as religion, politics, law, enthusiasm, even democratic vote, at least in part.
就好似宗教啦、政治啦、法律啦，或者有某一程度，我哋呢啲民主嘅選舉都係引致到耶穌基督嗰個死嘅。
Of course, this is not the way we'd like to think about cross.
當然咧，我哋唔想係用一種嘅方法去睇或者去咁樣去諗十字架。
We do not want to face and admit the truth.
因為我哋唔想去面對或者去承認呢一個嘅事實。
That's why we have tried to clean all the rough corners of the cross to make it less threatening to our peace of mind.
所以有時我哋將十字架嗰啲嘅角，我哋會將佢圓滑咗佢少少，令到我哋覺得呢個十字架唔係咁恐懼嘅。
Sometimes we try to wrap the cross up with the beautiful decorations so that people can accept that easily.
甚至我哋係美化個十字架，令到人係容易啲嘅去接受佢。
We dress the cross up in generalities about love and sacrifice to make it suitable to wear it without knowing what it really means.
就有時我哋會美化呢個十字架，係只係講到佢係好愛，係愛嘅，係一個犧牲啊，令到我哋係容易啲去接受佢，甚至係就咁攬上個頸嗰度都唔會覺得係有啲咩嘅感覺。
But here I need to tell the truth.
但喺呢度我就要同大家講到嗰個嘅真理。
Such a cross as that will not offend, but such a cross as that will not and cannot redeem us either.
但正話所講嗰種嘅十字架咧，係當然唔會引致一啲嘅反感啦，但佢亦都唔可以係，亦都唔會，亦都唔可以係去拯救我哋嘅。
It is only when we see how vile the cross can be and how terrible our human sin is that we can feel the wonders of truth.
係。直至當我哋能夠睇到十字架嗰個嘅邪惡，我哋個罪嗰種嘅可怕嘅時候，我哋先至能夠感受到呢個十字架嗰種嘅嗰個力量。
Through that, God was active in the cross, working for our redemption in all God's costly and sacrificial love.
我哋要睇到神係為咗我哋，因為佢嘅愛，佢個付上嘅愛，佢嗰種嘅犧牲嘅愛。佢係主動嘅喺十字架嘅作為，我哋睇到依點，我哋先至明白十字架嘅意義。
When Jesus was crucified, he became the servant of the poor.
就當耶穌釘喺十字架嘅時候，佢就成為好似嗰個幹上嗰支嘅嗰個嘅嗰條蛇。
He was the symbol of the punishment, high and lifted up.
佢就係被責罰嗰個嘅符號。是高舉咗起嚟嘅。
But as we confess our sins and admit that we deserve punishment by looking to the cross, then the very symbol of the punishment becomes the symbol of our having been crucified with Christ.
但當我哋去認罪，去承認我哋係應該受到審判嘅時候，當我哋去望向依一個嘅十字架嘅時候，依個十字架嘅符號就唔再係一個。责罚的符号反而是变成一个我们跟主耶稣基督一起受钉十字架那个的符号。
What was a threat, judgment, and death now becomes a healing and comfort and salvation.
本应是一个的 恐懼的一個審判的甚至是死亡的一個的符號，今天就變成一個是醫治的，是安慰的，甚至是救恩的一個的符號。
As anyone who comes and looks at the cross confessing his or her sin and seeing Christ's death as his or her own, God forgives the sin and grants the eternal life.
就一切的人，當我們是來到去望向這個十字架的時候，承認我們的罪，也都看到基督死在十字架上是跟我們一起去死的時候，我們已經可以看到，或者神已經是在那個時刻就饒恕我們的罪，給我們有永生。
Notice the people in the story who complained were already God's people who God has delivered from bondage in Egypt.
在舊約那個的記載當中，我們看到那班以色列人，他們在那裡埋怨的，他們已經是屬於神的人，他們是神去拯救他們脫離在埃及那個的束縛的。
For the Israelites, the wilderness was the time between God's deliverance from Egypt and their entry into the promised land.
對於以色列人來說，曠野就是他們在由神去拯救他們離開埃及，去到直到他們進入這個應許地之間那段的時間。
Similarly, in our life, the wilderness is that time between the dying and rising of Christ and when Christ comes again.
對於我們基督徒來說，我們曠野這段的時間就是耶穌基督的死和復活，和耶穌基督再來之間的一段的時間。
It is so true that we Christians live in the in between time.
是真的，我們基督徒今天我們就是活在這個之間的時間。
In our wilderness, we too have our snakes with which we contend, snakes that poison our lives.
在我們的基督徒生活在一個的曠野的時候，我們一樣是有一些蛇我們要去跟它搏鬥的，或者這些蛇是會毒害我們的生命的。
We do our share of groaning and complaining too.
我們一樣的是會在抱怨，在埋怨。
Surely we Christians are still sinning.
當然我們基督徒今天仍然都在會犯罪的。
We complain about God sometimes more than the unchurched.
我們去埋怨神，甚至有時是比那些不回教會的人更多的埋怨。
It means we need to turn our eyes back to Jesus, remind the true meaning of the cross, and forgiven.
这个意思就是说，我们要将我们的眼望回去耶稣那里，提醒我们一十字架真正的意思，还有我们是要接受神那个的饶恕。
To those who have not admitted their sin, the cross stands as a reminder.
对于那些未去承认自己的罪的人，十字架就是一个的提醒。
But to those who have confessed their sin and turned to God, it stands as a symbol of the forgiveness and hope.
但对于那些已经是认了罪的人，已经是转向神的人，这个十字架就是作为一个饶恕和希望的符号。
God transformed the meaning of the cross from death and judgment to forgiveness and healing.
神是转化了这个十字架的意思，从死亡和审判去到饶恕和医治。
Once there was a mean old rancher.
从前有一个很刻薄的一个老的牧场的主人。
He was a tough man who didn't take anything off nobody.
他是一个很刚硬的人，他不会不从任何的人身上去拿一些东西的。
But one of his cowhands lost the cow.
咁有一日，佢嘅有一個嘅牧場嘅工人就偷咗只牛。
When they finally caught the cowhand, they dragged him before the old rancher.
咁當最後佢哋捉到呢個工人嘅時候，就拉佢去到呢個嘅老主人個面前。
He looked down at the poor and frightened cowhand and said.
咁個老主人就望住一個又驚又窮嘅一個嘅工人就話啦。
Hang him, it'll teach him a lesson.
吊死佢，这个就会俾佢一个教训啦。
Years went by.
咁好多年之后
，the old rancher finally died.
咁到一个嘅老牧场主人自己都死啦。
It was his turn for judgment.
就轮到系佢被审判嘅时候啦。
When they took him before the throne of God, he thought of all the mean things he had done in his life and shook his boots.
咁佢去到神嘅宝座面前咧，佢谂翻起佢一生所做过好多刻薄嘅嘢嘅时候咧，佢自己就惊打震。
God the Almighty, however, looked down the mean old wretch and said.
但全能嘅神咧就望住一个又老但系又刻薄嘅一个嘅牧场主人就话啦。
Forgive him, it will teach a lesson.
饶恕佢，呢个会俾佢一个教训。
Yes, this is the way of our Lord.
是的，这个就是我们神的方法。
It was out of love that he came among us and stood beside us and died with us, for us, and saved us.
就是因为他对我们的爱，他来到我们的中间，站在我们的旁边，为我们的死，也都是跟我们一起去死，去拯救我们。
One old Dennis the Menace cartoon explains the love quite well.
曾經咧，有一個嘅漫畫，就係嗰個Dennis the Menace 嘅漫畫咧，係好清楚嘅去描述到一個嘅愛。
Dennis and his little friend Joy are leaving Mrs. Wilson's house, their hand full of the cookies.
Dennis 咧同佢個朋友 Joy 咧就離開一個偉太太嘅屋企。
Joy says, "I wonder what we did to deserve this."
他们离开的时候满手都拿着很多的 cookies， 然后 Joey 就问了，哇，我们做了什么好东西可以拿到这么多的饼啊？
Then Dennis answered，
Danny 就说
了， Look Joy，
他说你看看 Joe，
Mrs. Wilson gives us cookies not because we are nice but because she's nice。
韦太太给这么多的饼我们，不是因为我们好，是因为韦太太她是好。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It really means it. Everyone, because of God's goodness.
他这里真的这样讲的，他意思就是说，叫一切信他的，意思是真的一切的人。
We see his truth in the death of Jesus and his forgiveness.
我们看到是我们从耶稣基督的死和他的饶恕就看到这里所讲的真理了。
The disciples who had forsaken him and fled were not themselves forsaken.
当时的那门徒他抛弃了耶稣也都逃跑了，但他们没有被抛弃。
The reason Christ returned to forgive, restore, and reinstate them.
復活的基督再次的回来去找他们，去饶恕他们，去恢复他们，叫他们再次的投入在服事当中。
God so loved them even in their failures.
神是几咁的去爱他们，甚至在他们的失败当中。
The fear and shame and guilt feelings were not allowed to be the final word.
恐惧、羞愧或者内疚这些感受不会是最终极的一些说话。
But the forgiveness was, and the new beginning made possible by God's mercy and grace and love.
反而饶恕是一个最后的一句的说话，也都是因为神那个的怜悯，祂的恩典，祂的爱，就给我们能够有一个新的开始。
So lift up your eyes to the cross.
所以让我们就仰望去这个十字架那里。
Look up from the cross and see the signs of healing and the signs of our salvation.
当我们望着这个十字架的时候，我们看到的是一个医治的一个记号，是一个我们救恩的一个记号。
Among other things, I believe the cross is the great symbol of God's continuing faithfulness to us.
就是在这么多的当中，我觉得十字架是一个很是代表了神不断的信实的一个 很伟大的一个记号。
This God who refused to give up on the Israelites in the wilderness will not give up on any of us baptized in Christ.
当日在旷野当中神没有去抛弃到以色列人，所以今日我们同基督一同受洗的人，神一定也都不会抛弃我们。
Pastor Max Lucard put it in this way.
陆牧师曾经这样讲过话，
You were not accident.
我们不是一个意外。
You were not mass produced.
我哋唔係大量製造出嚟嘅。
You are not, you are an assembly line product.
我哋亦都唔係一個流水作業出嚟嘅一個嘅產品。
You are deliberately planned.
我哋係特別嘅神蓄意嘅去計劃下出嚟嘅。
And specifically gifted.
特別嘅係有一個嘅製造出嚟嘅。
And lovingly positioned on the earth by the master craftsman.
就係由一個手藝嘅大師用愛嘅去將我哋帶到嚟世上嘅。
Therefore, let us lift up high the cross.
所以就讓我哋去仰望一個高舉嘅十字架。
Let it remind us that our God knows our living can be hard and our suffering can be great.
讓我哋去知道就係話，神知道我哋嘅生活係幾咁艱難，我哋嘅痛苦係幾咁嘅大。
Our God in Christ understands our feeble attempts to live and love in the wilderness and full of snakes.
神，我哋嘅神都知道我哋係好軟弱嘅去嘗試喺一個滿有蛇嘅一個嘅曠野嘅地方，盡量嘅去生活，盡量去愛。
It always proclaims to us that God's love for us is not based upon our success, our social standing, our bank account, and our prestige.
就呢個亦都係對我哋嘅宣告，就係話神對我哋嘅愛唔係基於我哋嗰個成就，唔係基於我哋嗰個社會嘅地位，亦都唔係因為我哋嘅銀行户口有幾多，或者我哋嘅聲望係點樣。
Not even on our grade point average on how much we can do for God。
亦都唔係我哋學業嘅成績，或者我哋有可以為神做幾多嘅嘢。
Only the cross is and remains as a symbol of God's great and unconditional love for us。
但係十字架仍然維持係神嗰個嘅愛嗰個嘅記號，神對我哋無條件嘅愛嗰個嘅記號。
Once again, the pastor Max Lucard expressed his love this way.
陸牧師咧再一次嘅曾經咁樣嘅去表達神嗰個嘅愛。
If God had the refrigerator and your picture would be on it.
如果神有一個嘅雪櫃咧，我哋張相會貼在上邊嘅。
If he had a wallet, your portal will be in it.
如果佢有一個嘅銀包，我哋張相會擠喺入邊嘅。
He sends you flowers every spring.
喺每一個嘅春天嘅時候，佢會送花俾我哋。
And sunrise every morning.
每一個清晨，佢都會送花俾我哋。
Face it, he is crazy about you.
我哋去知道啦，神係對我哋狂熱嘅去愛我哋啊。
God so loved them.
神是爱世人
and you and me,
是你和我
that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life.
他是甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the heart of the Christian faith.
这个就是我们基督徒信仰的核心。
So we must never allow anything dull its meanings.
所以我哋千祈唔好容許任何嘅嘢令到呢個嘅意思係淡薄咗。
For love us the joy and wonder that it truth imparts。
亦都唔可以讓任何嘅嘢去搶奪咗呢個十字架嘅意思所給予我哋嗰種嘅喜樂。
God wants this truth to live in all our hearts。
神係好願意、好想一個嘅真實、一個真理。是活着的存在我们的心里面。
So the faith in Jesus Christ may live in all our lives.
好叫我们是对耶稣基督那个的信心是会活着的显露在我们的生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious God,